Nikki Wakefield has spent much of her life fighting for causes Māori, particularly in the north. Ngāti Kahu o Tauranga, Ngāre and Whanaunga Hapu spent over two decades opposing any further development at Ōnoke Pā, including a previous Environment Court decision which stopped development on the site. Nikki's been involved with research in Hapu matters, in the North Treaty claims and environmental education. And it's great to have you with us today, Nikki. Ko te ao tēnei. Thanks for joining us for a kōrero about Ōnoke. Tēnā koe tu hine.
Mihi ana. Kia koe, Dale. Ngā mihi. Good to be here.
Thanks very much. A lot of our listeners won't know of the pā, but when I read this too, I was thinking, hang on a second, this is at Kamo, and the pā site is under threat, I guess, by a subdivision that's putting 900 homes on it. Can you tell us more about the pā first, then we'll talk about where we're at with this development proposal, please, Nikki?
Pai ana. Ōnoke pā, you know, for those that are there and are familiar with Whangarei, we have Te Kamo on the north side of town. Yeah, village, high school, you know, there's shops there and everything, and it's just on the edge of that suburban environment that we have Ōnoke pā, which is one of the pā that are in that area. We also have Hurupaki, there's Parikiore nearby, and these are areas of significance to the local hapu. Ōnoke itself, it's got a bit of a mining history. There's some houses built nearby as well, but a large portion of it is sitting in either Dock Reserve or this 9 hectares that is proposed for 93 houses to be built on it.
Tēnā koe, a couple of years ago, I note that there was an Environment Court decision. In fact, it was more than a couple of years ago. It was over 20 years ago. It was recommended the land should be reserved as wāhi tapu.
In nationally significant, yeah, our tūpuna, so this was before my time, we had our whanaunga from the Ngāti Wai Trust Board who, you know, this was the early days of the Resource Management Act, and there was a lot of resource management units springing up at the time, and at that time for Whangarei and wider and beyond, the Ngāti Wai Trust Board were doing very good work at that time, and they picked this up, that the council had shifted the land zoning for Ōnoke over to residential from rural. And so they raised it with the Haukainga. There in Ngarara Tanua, one of the last kāinga of Ngāti Kahu or Torongare, which is just down the road from Ōnoke, said, hey, have a look at this. So that's mihi to our Papa Hori Parata, who's quite a legend in this space. But it was the Haukainga that absolutely supported the pursuit of stopping the works there. Diggers were already on site at that time as well. And it was the Crown Developments Limited that were seeking to put it into housing as well. So it was a Crown-owned development company back then in the 90s. It went all the way to the Environment Court and really quite a strong result where the council was put on notice for not notifying the local hapu about this zone change.
So who approved?
Direct notification was really important and it was missed.
The commissioner's decision has approved the consent application to build the homes. Who are seeking to be the developers this time around? Private money? Any Māori involvement in the company that's doing it? Or is it Pākehā developers just in for the buck?
Yeah, it's a local development company. They've done a lot. This particular family who have progressed a lot of housing developments on the north side of Whangarei in recent years. And the developer did approach our hapu because he was known to us about a few years ago. But the hapu were clear that, you know, the area is wāhi tapu and we will need to oppose that one. And so, you know, it did progress all the way through. The council recommended it was declined because of that 1995 Environment Court decision. And so it went to a commissioner, a commissioner's hearing in November last year. Our people participated, you know, put our kōrero to the room, which is never easy, you know, when we're talking about our wahi tapu in those environments. But we did it, and then the decision came back nearly 2 weeks ago now, approving the 93 house subdivision. And that was just a real blow to us, to the hapu, who have, you know, we were quite hopeful that we would have success and not have to fight this further. You know, anō, in another generation. Yeah, why are we having to do this again?
Look, I understand what you're saying, Nikki, and yeah, I'd like to understand the independent commissioner's reasoning here. Perhaps we could find out a name and follow that through. But meanwhile, I note that there's a petition that everyone can contribute to, and that's available on Action Station, which is a new format, really, that has been utilised to garner viewpoints in a modern way. It's digitally connected. So Protect Onoke Pā, and it's pretty straightforward. We call for the pā to be reserved as wāhi tapu, remove the residential zoning of the pā in Te Kamo in Whangarei. So anyone can come in to join this if you dial that up. Protect Onoke Pā would give you access to that site. It's a modern way of showing disapproval or concern, isn't it, Nikki?
Oh, yeah, and look, our we've been petitioning to government and our councils for a long time. For I think the earliest one I've seen is in the 1850s. So, this is a long format that we've done, we've pursued, and we put it on the record that these things are occurring to us. And we also, you know, we're getting ready for other direct action. We've been having hui on the site every Sunday, 2 p.m. for any locals, community, whanaunga hapu, who want to come in and tautoko and share ideas and resources, really, in terms of how we can protect onoke. The big mahi is to not have another generation have to do this again. So we are looking for a long-term protection for onoke.
Thank you for joining us on the program today at the Tuhine. Kia ora, Nikki, all the best with the fight, the challenge, the mahi that you and others are involved in to protect this much-loved pā site. Mauri ora kia koe te Tuhine, tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you for joining us on the show.